You got the right color and type of material. What would you call that piece? She'd take a little what with it?
Sample.
And an adjective that a woman might use if she sees a dress in a window that she likes. She might say, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
Pretty.
All right. And the comparative of that, this dress is pretty, but I think this one's even
prettier.
All right. And what a woman would wear around the waist in the kitchen.
Apron.
And this thing that I had that I was writing with ink, you call that an ink?
Pen.
Yeah, and the baby's diaper holds, it's held together with a
pen.
Okay. What about, say, Campbell's soup? What's the metal that the can is made of?
Aluminum.
All right, or it might be made of, probably not, but.
Steel?
With tea?
Tin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Say that a dime is worth what?
10 cents.
Okay. Oh, man's three-piece suit, what would you say that consists of?
Pants, vest, and coat.
All right. What else would a man call his pants?
Trousers, breeches.
Okay. If you wanted me to, if I had something you needed over at the hotel room, motel room, you would say, would you please such and such with you?
Bring.
Okay. Yesterday I
brought it.
And I have.
Brought it. Yes.
If I was trying on clothes, I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly
fit.
Alright. And if I need some more clothes for church, I say I need to go downtown and buy myself an entire
suit.
And it's not an old one, it's a
new. Wait.
Yeah.
New suit.
Okay. If I put things in my pocket until it does like so, I say my pocket begins to
bulge.
And if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it's going to
shrink.
Did it yesterday and it
shrunk.
And it has
shrunk
every time I did it. So if a girl is going on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, what would you say she's doing?
Primping.
What if a boy is doing the same thing?
He's primping.
This
unequal opportunity.
Right. This thing that women carry all their stuff around in, that's a
purse.
Right. Any names for a small thing, maybe with a clasp that they would keep changing?
Change purse.
Okay. And around their wrists they might wear a
bracelet.
And around their neck?
Necklace.
Or maybe a string of
pearls.
Okay, so you would call the whole thing what? Would you just call it pearls or a
string of pearls?
Okay. These things that men might wear to help keep up their pants that go over the shoulders.
Suspenders.
Yeah. And something that you would keep, hold over your head to keep rain off of you.
Umbrella.
Anything else you heard that call?
No, I don't think so.
Is a parasol the same thing?
When I think of a parasol, I think of what a lady would carry to keep the sun off her.
Okay. And if you're making up a bed, the last thing that goes on the bed, that's the
cover. The, what am I trying to say? Spread.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you rest your head on a
pillow.
Have you ever heard of anything that's like a pillow, but longer, that you might have on a bed, either just for looks or actual using?
I don't think so.
Or of a bolster?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about something heavier than a spread that might be used in wintertime to keep you warm?
Quilt.
Okay. And a place that you might make up on the floor for a child to sleep on if you're having company?
You got me.
Have you ever heard that called a pallet?
No.
I heard that. Okay. What about an adjective that a farmer might use? He might say, well, we expect a big crop this year because the soil is very
good.